Feeling good on the mic. What Nip say? I'm feeling good on the mic. Yo, welcome back to the Book Review Show, everybody, with your boy Glenn, aka Maurice. That's my middle name for those who don't know. Man, I'm thankful and grateful, first off, to be here. 2020 was crazy, right? That was actually good for me. A lot of blessings, but we'll get there. I'm thankful, though, for everybody that's tuning in, whether it's visually or audio. I'm thankful for y'all. Hope everybody is doing well. We made it to 2021. That is one thing, if nothing, that we can be grateful for. That's one thing. One thing. You know, you can wake up every day and say, hey, we made it. You know, it's a lot going on in the world. Hope y'all healthy, doing well. Doing what you can, controlling what you can control. And just doing your best to be in a, you know, put yourself in a good space. I know 2020 hit many of us with financial hardships. And if it wasn't financial hardships, it was physical, mental, or spiritual. All of it, you know. And if it wasn't a hardship, you know, it was opportunities, you know, in new situations. Or you received something, and you know, and those have challenges within themselves, but that's a good thing, you know, and I just want to highlight that. I just want to mention for everybody that has won, that did win, you know, or continuing to win, or, you know, came in, you know, have made the pandemic the best. I want to highlight you. Thank you. I am one of them, people who, it was a lot strange when the pandemic started, but, you know, I'm always of the belief that God puts you in situations and puts you in these times, like, that you can get through. You know, there's nothing that you can't do, you know, so you just have to put your mind to it, because it's all mental, you know, it's all mental. You got to, you know, put work first, you know, and, you know, trust God, you know. Trust yourself, put work first, and trust God, because that's going to take you everywhere. But yeah, man, that is what brought me to this book, though, because it provides a foundation, understanding of ways to properly use money. But it can go mental, too, but really it's, you know, it's money. In a way where even in bad times, you can equip and set yourself up to never lack. And that is The Richest Man in Babylon. That is our book for today. Man, I'm excited to get into, you know, my takes and, you know, my highlights of the book. But before we get there, as always, you know, I just want to give a background on the author, what the purpose and basis of the book is. And so this book is a book to give financial advice and teach financial literacy through a collection of ancient parables that were taught back in ancient Babylon, but still can be applied to today. As again, they're parables, they're timeless principles. When it comes to principles, they're timeless. Most of them. But yeah, in this book, they definitely are. And so about the author, George S. Clason, you can correct me. He is an American businessman, author, and he served in the U.S., Mexico, Spanish War, I want to say. You can correct me. Fun fact is he is noted and recorded to have published the first road atlas of the U.S. and Canada. For all my Canadians out there, my boy O, yo, George S. Clason. He has his own company, the Clason. I want to say, I don't want to get it wrong. Shout out to the man. He made the road map, the first one, you know? So yeah, shout out to him, man, and everything he's done. With creating this book, and he actually created a few others. But yeah, that is a little background of the book. Great book, man. I believe everybody should grab this. But yeah, let's get into my highlights and takeaways. So before we get into like my actual highlights, let's go to some of my favorite quotes. Some of my favorite quotes in the book. First one, all a part of your earnings is yours to keep. That's my favorite quote. Number two, to attract good luck to oneself, it is necessary to take advantage of opportunities. Number three, gold bringeth unto its possessor responsibility and a changed position with his fellow men. That's another thing I like about this book. It reads kind of like the King James Version of the Bible, or like just like old, like, you know, like shows or, you know, ancient stuff. So I like it because it's like it has that context. But yeah, so then the next favorite quote is, help must be given wisely. It goes on, in our desire to help, we but take upon ourselves the burden that belongs to another. Yeah. Next quote is, we cannot afford to be without adequate protection. Next quote is, ill fortune pursues every man who thinks more of borrowing than repaying. Ain't that true? Up here, man. Then my last quote that I wrote down that I really liked is, some men hate it, they make it their enemy, but it's better to treat it like a friend and make thyself like it. And it's talking about work, that it's better to treat work like a friend and make yourself like it, because with work you will receive everything. And, you know, get put in the positions that, you know, you desire to be in by putting in work. And that is a model of my fitness brand, that, you know, you work first, then you win, then you give thanks. Shameless plug. But yeah, so that is my favorite quote. Now let's get into my highlights. And my two highlights, my two highlights are like the main kind of takeaways of the book, and that are the 7 cures for a lean pocket, and then the 5 laws of gold. And I'll go into each one. So we'll start off the 7 cures for a lean pocket. Number one cure for a lean pocket is to start to fatten your bag. For each 10 coins or dollars you put in, spend only 9. Boom. So you're saving 10. And you can look at it as 10 coins or 10%. However, you make 10 coins, you only spend 9 of those coins. Alright? Number two cure for a lean pocket is control expenditures. Budget thy expenses so that you have enough coins to pay for your necessities and desires without spending more than 9/10 of your earnings. Mm-hmm. So basically, control your budget, know your budget, and make sure you, however, you know, it breaks down, that you bring it to where you are spending no more than 9 coins, or 90% of what you make. Third cure, make thy gold multiply. Put each coin to work so that it may reproduce its kind and bring a stream of income. Good, yep. Gotta put that money to work. Don't be just letting it sit. It's cool to save, but you gotta put that money to work. Number four is, guard thy treasure from loss by investing only where thy principal is safe. Consult with wise men. Let their wisdom protect your treasure. So when you are about to invest, consult with people who are educated, skilled, and experienced in what you are trying to invest in. And if you don't know anyone, then damn it, educate yourself. Five is, own thy own home. That is a 5th cure. Make sure you own your own home. Sixcure, ensure future income, provide in advance for the needs of thy growing age and protection of your family. So ensure that the money you are making, that you are putting up for your old, when you get old and when you have a family. And if you already have one, then start doing what you need to do to protect them. And then seventh cure is increase thy ability to earn. Cultivate thy own powers to study and become wiser, to become more skillful, to so act as to respect thyself. So seven is step your game up. You know, once you able to do something good, you know, make it to where you learn something else or get better at something else or, you know, learn a new trade, whatever the case may be. And I really like that. So that is the seven cures for a lean pocket. Now, we're going to go into the five laws of gold. Yes, there's laws. All right. So number one is gold comes gladly in increasing quantity to anyone who will put by not less than 1/10 of his earnings to create an estate for his future and that of his family. So very similar to the sixth cure for a lean pocket, that is the first law of gold. Is make sure you put in, you know, 10% or one coin, as they like to say in this book, of your earnings to build for your future and your family. And then the second law of gold is gold labors diligently and contentedly for the wise owner who finds for it profitable employment, multiplying even as the flocks of the field. So, yeah, gold's gonna do what it do when you find for it an investment or, rental or, you know, land that is profitable. As it says, like the flocks of the field, so just as you plant seeds for fruit and vegetables and all that good stuff, plant your money seeds and it's gonna grow in good soil. Number three law is gold clinging to the protection of the cautious owner who invests it under the advice of men wise in its handling. So again, when you're investing it, make sure it's with people who are what? Skilled, experienced, and educated. Yes. All right. And then number four is the fourth law of gold is gold slips away from the man who invested in business or purposes with which he is not familiar or which are not approved by those skilled in his keep. So when you consulting, if someone tells you don't invest in this, and they tell you like without bias, and they tell you like with an educated, experienced mind, then and you go and go against that and you go against your own education experience, then it's going, you know, goes, you know, gold or money, it's going to slip away. So yeah, and I like that. So it's a good reinsurance. And then the last law of gold, the fifth law of gold is gold flees a man who will force it to impossible earnings or who followeth the alluring advice of tricksters and schemers who entrusts it or who trusts it to his own inexperience and romantic desires and investment. So again, the fifth law is like reinforcing the fourth one. That if you give your money to scammers, you don't do your homework on who you're giving your money to or what you're putting your money into, you're going to lose it. Or if you, you know, got this amount of money and you just, without doing your homework again, you got this desire to be, you know, Bill Gates now, but you don't have any education or experience or know anyone, then you're most likely going to lose your money. So, yeah, that is the five laws of gold, and that is my highlights and takeaways. So, my favorite quotes and then my highlights of the book. The book, again, it's a short read. It's really not that big at all. Like, if you're an experienced reader, you could probably read it in, like, a weekend. And even if you're not, it's an easy read. Easy, short read. So, I finished the book. It took me a little time because I treated it like a, you know, I treated it like a textbook and was just taking notes and was reading only like 15 minutes a day. Like, literally, kept it to 15 minutes. So, it took me a month to finish it. But you can honestly finish it so much faster. I found mine. Actually, I got it in the Barnes & Nobles, but you can find it on Amazon. There is audiobook version to it. You can do that. And I would, for people who are new to books, I probably would say the audiobook version would probably be easier to listen, like, you know, easier to listen to, just as a start off. But hey, it's out there. I love hard copy, so I'm always going to say get a hard copy. But yeah, that is The Richest Man in Babylon. And I am Reese. Thank you, guys. Please leave a review or just let me know what you guys think of the book if you have read it. Yeah, you got another book coming next. Next one we got will be The 50th Law by 50 Cent. So, yeah. Until then, y'all be great. Stay blessed. We out.